Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Federal, state, and local government entitlement programs have a massive demographic problem that doom all of them to eventual failure. When these programs were created, such as Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, the funding was dependent on there being many more children or young workers per entitlement recipient. As an example, the Social Security Administration reports that when I was 2 years old, there were 8.6 workers paying Social Security taxes for every beneficiary receiving Social Security payments. When I got my first job and started paying Social Security taxes, the number of workers per beneficiary had declined to 3.8. 10 years ago, the number of workers per beneficiary had dropped to 2.8. It is less than that now. What has changed in the demographics are two things. First, people are living longer, so the number of Social Security beneficiaries is increasing more than envisioned at the beginning of the Social Security program in 1935. When Social Security started, the life expectancy of a male was 60 and it was 64 for females. Last year, the Social Security Administration stated that a male born in 2021 had a life expectancy above 74 and females over 79. At the same time the number of older Americans was increasing, the birth rate was declining. In 1935, the Center for Disease Control states there were 18.7 live births per 1,000 Americans. By last year, that had fallen to barely 12 births per 1,000 people. So, when these entitlement programs were created, they might have been financially sound on the basis of a triangular shape of the age of the population, where the large base was the young and the narrow tip was the aged. Today, the dispersion of the American population by age is shaped more like a cylinder. It is roughly evenly spread over each age group. With the number of beneficiaries of entitlement programs increasing relative to the number of taxpayers funding the payments, you can see why entitlement programs today are facing insolvency at some point in the not-too-distant future. It's plain demographics. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.